This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community. Here's another Saturday Magazine podcast brought to you by Joy sponsor, Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
A unique mix of world news and queer culture, Saturday Magazine, every Saturday, 10 till 12, on Joy 94.9.
And you are listening to Saturday Magazine with Bronwyn and Tass. Of course, next week is Super Saturday.
Yes, those five by-elections.
Five by-elections. And to tell us all about the by-elections, we've got our regular psephologist, the wonderful Adam Carr. We've interrupted your holidays, Adam, but thank you very much for taking a bit of time out.
A great pleasure.
Excellent. Now, Adam, tell us first of all, where are these five by-elections taking place?
Okay, there's two in Western Australia, in Perth and Fremantle.
Yes.
One in South Australia, in Mayo. One in Queensland, in the seat of Longman. And one in Tasmania, in the seat of Braddon.
And currently, who holds these seats? Are they Labor, Liberal, Independent?
They're all Labor except Mayo, which is held by Rebecca Sharkey, and she was elected for the Nick Xenophon team. And now that Nick Xenophon has departed politics, they're now called the Centre Alliance. So she's in practice, she's an independent, but and the other four are being defended by Labor.
So Adam, look, Bronwyn here. This has obviously been couched as the big test for Bill Shorten, you know, because they are Labor held seats. We know there's history around you know, what happens during by-elections. Is it really a big test for Bill?
Well, by-elections nearly always swing against the incumbent government. Even popular governments usually get negative swings at by-elections. So if the Liberals were to win either of the two seats that they're contesting against Labor, Longman and Braddon, that certainly would be an upset. Mm. What it would prove is then obviously something we'd have to debate, but it certainly would be a surprise, and it certainly would be a setback for Labor. I don't think there's any doubt about that.
And of course, Mayo's interesting because it's, you know, the Libs are desperate to get Georgina Downer up, but you know, the local view is that Rebecca Sharkey will keep the seat.
Well, Mayo, yes, is it? If Longman and Braddon are tests for Bill Shorten, then Mayo is a test for Malcolm Turnbull, because it's a naturally Liberal seat. It's a very upper class suburbs of Adelaide and some adjoining rural areas. The Liberals ought to hold it. It was Alexander Downer's seat, of course, for many years. But Rebecca Sharkey seems to be very popular locally, and I think the general view is that she's going to win. So the real focus of the public and the media has been on Longman and Braddon, which are both very marginal seats. It's been a bit of bad luck for Labor that the two seats where the sitting members fell foul of Section 44 are two of Labor's most marginal seats that Labor won from the Liberals at the last election, which they now have to defend again. Which is why so much money and attention has been put into those two seats.
So, Adam, what are the polls actually telling us? Have you been keeping ahead of all of that?
Well, there have been some local polls. There was a poll in Braddon just a few days ago, conducted by commissioned by the Forest Industries Association, which showed Labor ahead in Braddon. I think Labor's been more pessimistic about Braddon than about Longman. There hasn't been a poll in Longman for a while. There was one a few weeks ago which showed virtually a dead heat. Since then, the LNP candidate Trevor Ruthenberg has got himself in a bit of trouble over his fake medals. But I think the most interesting poll in Longman was an informal one done by one of the Brisbane TV stations, who asked 100 people at random in Caboolture Shopping Centre what they knew, and only 20% of them knew there was a by-election on at all, and none of them could name any of the candidates. So we have to be careful about not getting over-obsessed about candidate issues and issues that are of importance to those of us who follow politics closely. Many of the voters are not following politics closely, and they have only the most general sense of of who the candidates are or what the issues are. And if that's, I mean, that wasn't a scientific poll, it was just, you know, wandering around a shopping centre, but there's obviously a lot of people.
It's a barometer, isn't it?
Yeah. Longman is a slab of very new outer suburban Brisbane. Not many people who are obsessively focused on politics, I don't think.
And what about WA? You haven't spoken about WA much.
Well, the two seats in Fremantle and Perth, the Liberals are not contesting. I'm told that's because the WA Liberal Party is broke after having lost the state election, and they're saving their money for the federal campaign. Mm. Fremantle is a seat that Labor's held for, you know.
Although in the state seat of Fremantle, the Greens won it, didn't they, at one stage?
The Greens did win the state seat of Fremantle mm-hmm. some years ago, and then the sitting member then, as you remember, then had an affair with the Liberal Treasurer and had to leave the Greens in disgrace.
That's right.
It is a seat the Greens would expect to do well in.
Yeah.
The other seat is Perth, where the Liberals are also not standing. Mm. So if some seats are a test for Bill Shorten and Mayo is a test for Malcolm Turnbull, I think Fremantle is a test for the Greens. There is a view that the Greens didn't win the Batman by-election that they've sort of reached their peak and are going downhill again. I think Fremantle will be a good clue because it's a straight fight between Labor and the Greens in an area where the Greens have historically done quite well. So that will be an interesting result to watch as well from that point of view.
But Batman, of course, had to do with the local domestic issues, really, didn't it, within the Greens party?
Well, I think Batman was unusual in that the Labor candidate, Jed Carney, had a very high profile.
Yeah.
And the Batman Greens decided to sabotage their own candidate for reasons I've never been able to find out. Now, I assume those two things are not going to happen again in Fremantle. But even so, Josh Wilson, the other point is that Josh Wilson is the sitting member who's having to recontest the seat, so it gives him a certain advantage. Mm.
But
it will be a test.
So when we say a test, I mean, it's obviously just prior to all of this, there'd been a lot of stirring about leadership, and, you know, people started to raise Anthony Albanese's name again and reading into all sorts of stuff. I mean, where do you reckon all that stuff's at?
Well, a lot of that is just the usual media stirring. Mm. Labor's been consistently ahead in the two-party vote in the major opinion polls now for a long time. I don't think there's likely to be a leadership challenge in either major party now before the election, unless these by-elections produce
an outrageous and surprising result. Then,
I think
then
if Labor were to lose
again.
Both. If Labor were to lose both Longman and Braddon, that would obviously, I think, be trouble for Bill Shorten.
Yeah.
If Labor has big wins in all the seats, then
it'll be laughing.
You know, Tony Abbott and Co. might start stirring the pot again under Malcolm Turnbull's feet, if that makes my metaphors there a bit.
No,
but,
not at all.
You see what I mean.
Well, we've got you.
Yeah, while we've got you, what's the question, Bronwyn?
Oh, so you've obviously been observing what's been happening with the Upper House Privileges Committee inquiry into the red shirts issue in the State Parliament. What's your take on it all, Adam?
No, I have to confess I haven't while I've been away.
I mean, you've been too busy sunning yourself on the Thai beaches.
True. I thought you were going to ask me about Melbourne Ports, which is
McNamara.
Yes, it is. And, of course, at the same time that there has been this inquiry, there's also been a lot happening in terms of pre-selections. So it's been a very, very busy week in the Victorian branch.
Yes, the complication is that Labor's affirmative action rule, one of the vacant seats, at least one of them, has to go to a woman. Jenny Macklin is retiring from Jagga Jagga. Michael Danby is retiring from Melbourne Ports, which has been renamed McNamara, and there's a new seat been created in the western suburbs. So
So there's a suggestion in the yep. media today that potentially Natalie Sulaiman will give up her seat, which was the old George Seats seat, and be given the new federal seat to make way for Jane Garrett, who apparently now is being promised a seat. So this is mere speculation. I think it's flying a pretty huge kite, but that's the sort of fervour that's been around this week.
Yes. So female candidates have to get at least one of those three seats and probably two. So Jagger Jagger and the new seat of Fraser would solve that problem. So Josh Burns, who was chosen by the Labor right group to be their nominee for McNamara, would then be safe. On the other hand, if a male candidate were to get Fraser the new seat, then the issue in McNamara might be raised again. These are internal Labor Party machinations, which are always very complicated. Mm-hmm. But Labor has an affirmative action rule, which the Liberal Party doesn't, which is why, of course, Labor has a high proportion of women in its caucus than the Liberal Party does. But it does create these difficulties when seats become vacant, because there then has to be calculations about which seats the women are going to get.
And from personal experience, don't believe everything you read in the paper, because there's a lot more water to go under the bridge in the next 3 days.
I think that's probably true.
Yeah.
I want to go back to the by-elections, may, Adam. So what's your prediction? Where do you think we will land? What do you think will be the outcome in each of those seats?
My record, as you know, recently of predictions for elections hasn't been very good.
You do spend more time studying this than almost anybody else I know. So you must have an opinion.
I did say on your program that Labor would win the Northcote by-election, which they didn't. I think I said I thought Greens were going to win Batman, which they didn't.
Yes, you did.
I also thought Hillary Clinton would be elected president, and she wasn't. So I'm not sure my predictions are worth very much.
But for what it's worth,
I think Rebecca Sharkey will hold Mayo, I think Labor's probably favoured in Longman, because of the Liberals seem to have picked a dud candidate in Longman. I think Labor would be narrowly favoured in Longman. I think Braddon, where the Liberal candidate is the former member who lost last time, so he has some personal, the sitting member factor isn't as strong for Labor there. I think Braddon is more likely to be at risk to the Liberals than Longman is. But if I had to bet my life, I'd probably say I think Labor will hold them. But as I say, trying to pick elections, and particularly by elections, is a mug's game. And my recent record hasn't been very good.
WA, obviously.
Labor will retain Perth and Fremantle, because the Liberals aren't contesting, and I don't think the Greens are going to be a serious threat.
I'm not a betting person, but if I were to lay a bet, I think I'd probably endorse what you're saying. But let's
check. The other complication is, I was just going to say, there's also a very strong independent running in Braddon, who's an advocate for fishing rights, and he's preferencing Labor, so that may well help
that
as well.
Okay. Well, let's chat again next week and find out where we land, or at the end of next week, I suppose, and find out where we land.
Fantastic.
Always happy to chat.
Adam, thank you very much.
Yes, of course, 12 degrees here, Adam. What is it there, and make us feel sick by telling us?
It's usually about 30 degrees this time of the morning. I'm about 10 minutes walk from the Gay Beach. I might go down and have a look in a while.
Well, have a great time, Adam. We will have you back in the studio later in the year to sort of start to dissect what's happening at the state election and, of course, at the federal election. So thank you for your time this morning, and enjoy your gay watching at the beach.
Thank you very much.
I didn't mean whale watching, actually. Sorry.
Hi, this is John Borghetti, the CEO of Virgin Australia. Just like Joy 94.9, we are flying high and proud.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy. A diverse sound for a diverse community.